Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Simen Kuf Nun Tes. We are continuing the halachas of Netilas Yadayim for a Suda, and we are up to Sif Yud. We are back to the regular schedule. No more drain around like we did on the bus last week. We have to be concise and precise, although it was fun. Well, it was fun while we were doing it. Kuf Nun Tes Yud. Here we go. Imhita chavis melei amayim v'halach v'yashav lo. If a person goes in and tilts a barrel full of water, and then he left it with the water rolling out from the top of the barrel. So it's interesting. We saw in the previous halacha last week, last halacha, that if a person opens up a plug hole, so only that first burst, right, could be used to wash from, because it's koach. You need to have the koach rishon, but once that first burst leaves, you have to keep closing the plug and opening it for every subsequent netila. Okay, same thing would apply to a faucet, right? It'd be the same thing. You have to close it and open it. Okay, assuming that the whole sink is a cleat. But if you had a faucet on a barrel, again, you'd have to open it and close it like the plug hole. But here it's different. Here you're pouring the whole barrel, so your force is to the barrel of water itself. You're pushing the water down. See, by the plug hole, you're just pulling the plug hole in or out, or force it on and off. You're not doing a maisa to the actual water itself. So there, after you open it up, okay, there's only one jolt that's going to work. That's koyach rishon. But if you push the whole barrel, look what he says. V'achavish shofech es mayim kol hayom. And the barrel pours out water the whole day, machmas atayaso, based on the pouring, pushing the barrel on its side. V'natal yadav mimenu, and then the person goes ahead and washes his hands from this barrel that was knocked down by a person. Then also lo natila, the natila will count. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Simen sif katan samachay im hita. If this barrel was tilted down on its side. The one who is tilting the chavis on its side, pushing the chavis on its side, even if it was a different person. And that person didn't have any kavana for netila at all. He just pushed the barrel down the other person. Right? There was no kavana at all for netila that is going to be mashir l'achila. So there was no kavana at all for pouring this water out for netila sedayim for achila. Even so, it's going to be good. But you need kavana for netila. Kaven to Adam hanotel yadav. Since the person who's washing his hands in the barrel, acharkach kiven the same netila. Since he had kavana for netila, that's enough. Ukavavuar lekama mesif yudgimel. We'll see coming up later today. That the kavanas no saying oh notel sagi. You can have kavana of the one who's pouring the water on the hands, or the one who's actually washing his hands for netila. Either kavana will work for kavanas yadav. Kavanas. Netila. If a kavana for netila siyadayim, you can have the kavana of the pourer or the one who is washing himself for netila siyadayim. And therefore, even if someone else goes ahead and pushes the barrel down, he didn't need to have kavana. We just need to have it as koach gavra, which there is, because the one who pushed the barrel down was a man, was a person. It wasn't blown down by the wind. Sif katan samich vav v'halach v'yashav lo. And then after the guy knocked the barrel down, he left. Below Dami Lamashim of Arbisif Tes, now he's going to spell out how it's different than what we just saw at the end of last week in Sif Tes. The Koach Gavra Nechshach, there, Koach Gavra is only Rak Nechshach Rakach Hiluach Rishon Levad. It's only that first flow of water when you open the plug hole. When we tamzeh, or the faucet. When we tamzeh, Tzarech Lachzira. And we saw there that for that reason, a person had to go ahead and he had to put his hands back. For every pouring, he'd have to go ahead and put the plug hole back in for each pouring, or turn the faucet on and off for each pouring. Because there was no maisa to the mayim itself. The maisa was to the plug hole. The maisa was to the faucet. Here, you're pushing the barrel with the water down. So there has been koach gavra on the whole pouring out of the water, even if it's a continual flow. Because there, all the guy did was remove the plug hole that is holding the water back. By the way, this is fascinating lumdis in terms of like halachas of like, you know, if you chaya for drowning someone, is it grumma, right? Let's say when you pull off a dam, let's say you knock down a dam. So that's only the koach rishon, but the koach sheni might not be chayiv, you know, for tzicha. But if you go ahead and you take a big barrel of water, okay, and you pour it, and it flows like a ton, and it drowns someone. So then that would seemingly be the same halacha. It'd be chayiv as kayach rishon, chayiv for tzicha, possibly. You have to check out the sugya there in Sanhedrin. Okay, ayin sham. So that's what he says. Only thing that's going to be considered coming from the koach of the person, of the gavra, is that first burst and flow that comes out immediately when he opens up the plug hole of the faucet. Here, where there's a maisa to the mayim itself, to the barrel of water itself, that he goes ahead and pushes it, and the fact that it tilted on its side, and the water comes out, as long as the water is still coming out, based on the tilting of the barrel on its side, as long as it's still coming out in one flow, it's always going to be considered coming from his koach, even if it's not in the initial burst. Samech Zayin, also lo netila. He was yoytze with the netila. Ayein the beralacha. Check out the beralacha. Shetov lahachmir b'zelachatchil. He says here that lechatchila you should even be machmir here, not to use, let's say, a turned barrel, okay, with the continual flow of the water to wash from lechatchila. Only if you have no other water source, that's when you would be able to go ahead and use it. Sif Yud Aleph. Hakol k'sherim li'tein mayim li'adayim. Everyone is kosher to pour water on someone else's hands for netilas yadayim, on your own hands or someone else's hands. Afilu cheire shote v'katan. Even a cheire shote v'katan, someone with no das. And even a gilulim, even a goy, and v'nida, and a woman who is a nida. What's the chiddush here? Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Cheire shote v'katan, even though the einam b'nei das, okay, and this, okay, is basically coming to show you that as long as you have das for the noitel, right, even if the one who is pouring it on you doesn't have das, you can have the kavana yourself, right? You don't need to have the das of the noising. Now, what's the issue with the oved gilulim and the nida? So here it goes as follows. Sifkat and samach tes. After benotel yadayim l'truma, even though, right, the basis for this washing was out of a concern for the future when you're going to have netilas yadayim for truma and tuma and things like that. And when someone is netilas yadayim for truma, actual truma, aser al yadayim, it's going to be aser, okay, dimitamin hamayim amasa. So he says, even though when a person does netilas yadayim for truma, it's going to be aser to go ahead and use these individuals, a goy and a woman who's a nida. Why? Dimitamin hamayim b'maseh, the water becomes tamei, right? Nida and an oved kochavim isn't only mitamei b'mageh by touching, but also by carrying b'maseh. So therefore, someone who picks up, if a nida picks up a kli, or a goy picks up a kli and pours it on someone's hands, it won't be good for truma because the water in it becomes tamei with the fact that it was picked up by the nida and the oved avodah zarah. And he says, nida, this is midoraisa, it's mitamei b'maseh. Ida chachamim, and when it comes to a guy, the guy gazu aleim tuma. The guy chachamim were geyser on a guy that he is metame water with what? With masa, with just lifting it. Benetila lechule lo gazru. But since this is netila sedayim for chulin, not for truma, this is for when we're eating, they weren't geyser on these individuals, anida and a guy, that they could not go ahead and wash someone's hands. Okay, v'yesh omrim. That would mean, like a woman, for example, let's say who was a nida, would never be able to wash for the tefillah sedayim for suddah. She'd have someone else wash for her. Okay? So, obviously that wasn't the takana. V'yesh omrim mishum d'mizbanenu. And, you know, those that say that because nowadays, tamid, mizbanenu, tamid, kol amayim tmein. Nowadays, all water is tamei anyway. shekulanu tamei mesim, because we're all tamei mesim. Lachein lo chashu lezeh. Therefore, chachamim were not choshesh, and therefore, even a nida and a guy could go ahead and wash someone's hair for tilas yadayim. The kasu achronim de mikol makom. The achronim write that at the end of the day, lechatchila tov li zayir. It's good to anyway be careful. Shelo li tilas yadayim mehem. At the end of the day, even though you can have a goy and a woman who's a nida wash someone else's hands, you should not go ahead and have this done lechatchila. Unless the woman herself is a nida, then she would be allowed to do it for herself. Sif katan ayin. Okay. Dino kikof. Back to the Ramah. V'ikaman damar de katan pachas mi ben sheish. There are those that say that a katan that's less than six, dino kikof. His din is like a monkey. As we're going to see in the next halacha, what the din of a monkey is. Why don't we look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Dino kikof. Hamivor lekame. We'll see coming up in the next halacha that there are those that yesh poslimbo, that pasal a monkey. That if a monkey washes your hands, it won't be good. But who mishum, what's the reason? According to this opinion here, that these katan who's less than six is like a monkey. What's the basis for this? So look what he says. He says, mishum de katan kaze ein bo das klal. A katan under six doesn't have any das at all. It's like a monkey in terms of das. It's like a monkey. Ubeir agra, however, the gra argues, and he says mashma de ain lahachri b'zeh. You don't have to be machmir. You could have a under six year old wash your hands. Why? Lo dummy lekof. You don't compare it to a monkey. De ain not lemimenu. Right? You can't compare it to a monkey. Who we say at least we're going to have one opinion. You can't have a monkey wash your hands. The reason for the monkey not being able to wash your hands is not because it doesn't have das. It's because the lav adavu. It's not a person. The less kind koach gavra. It's not koach gavra. It's koach kof, and therefore that's why a monkey is a problem. But a 6 year old is a person, so he could go. A 5 year old would be able to wash your hands, but it's a person, not a monkey. Masha ain't game is that right? As opposed to here, by a 5 year old, it is koach gavra, just not one with das. V'afte imo das lo gara mishota. And even though the katan has no das when it's under six, it's not worse than a what? It's not worse than someone who is a total shota. And we just said a chayre shokta v'katan could wash someone else's hands. Let's move on. Sif yud gimel. U'lechatchila yichavein hanotel l'netila hamachsheres l'achila. Lechatchila, person has to have kavana for his netila, that it should be a netila that is... Oh, skip your dice. Yud bayis. Shkayach Johnson, Jr. Ima kof. Okay. What's a kof? Perish min chaya sima belaz, otherwise known as a monkey. No say mayin liyadayim, puts water on the person's hands. Yesh poslim, there are those that pasal this netila. Yesh makshirim, and there are others that go ahead and say that it's a kosher netila. Venirim divrayim, and it appears to be like the second opinion, namely the yesh makshirim, that it would be a good netila, even if a monkey went ahead and washed someone's hands. When we call makom, the Rama says, yesh lahachmir. The Rama says, though, you should still be machmir. Okay, and that's why it was significant, that opinion that said, a katan pachas mi ben sheish is like a kof, since we're being machmir. Okay, the Groak obviously said, a katan ben sheish, pachas mi ben sheish, you don't have to worry about. But clearly the Rama says, a monkey, you should be machmir, not to let your little fellow monkey wash your hands. So Curious George won't be able to wash your hands. Ayin aleph. Sif katan ayin aleph. Min chaya. It's a type of wild animal, a monkey, a kof. Yesh bo ktzas das l'tashmish, and it has a little bit of das to go ahead and do these things, which makes it sound like lav dafka monkey. Anyone who has any animal that has a little bit of a das would be good. Yesh poslin, but others pasul no matter what. They ain't kan koach gavra, where there is no koach gavra at all. So even though it has some das, this monkey, it's not going to be good because there's no koach gavra. Yesh machshirin, and others go ahead and are machshir. They say it's okay to have a monkey go ahead and wash your hands with the yadayim. What do they hold? Rak mikoach nosein. All you need is a koach of a nosein. Doesn't really need to have the koach of a gavra of a person. It could even be the koach of a nosein and an animal, right? Is considered a nice thing. Ayin dal, yesh lahachmir, you should be machmir. B'diyeved kasher, but b'diyeved, if a monkey washed your hands, you're in the zoo, and the monkey went ahead and washed your hands, and you got kavanah for him to wash your hands, b'diyeved, if you ran out of water, you can still go ahead and eat your sandwich. Okay? Magen Avram, uvalei Rabba kasav, digam, b'diyeved yasov itov lebracha. Israel Rabba says, even if you trained your monkey to be your servant, and he washes your hands, if you come with another scenario where you could have water and wash properly, you should go ahead and wash properly. Again, believe the monkey, but without a bracha. Ela dim ein lo mayim yesh lismoch al netilazu. However, if there is no water, you could be someich on this netila, okay, and go ahead and eat your sandwich, even though your hands were washed by a monkey. It doesn't say here you have to do the cover the hands with a bag job. Okay, yudimel. U lichat chila. Yichavein anotel netila masheras lachila. Lichat chila, the one who is washing his hands for netilas yadayim, for a suda, should have kavana that his netila is to allow him to eat a suda, eat bread. What? When shechurach? Ramah. The kavana is noisein nami moyel. And comes the Ramah and he says, even if the one who is washing does not have kavana, if the noisein, the one who's pouring the water on his hands, has kavana for netilas yadayim for suda, moil, it will work afil lechatchila. So let's say stam, your hands are out there, and your friend knows you're going to eat a sandwich, and he pours on your hands for netilas yadayim. Even if he was spacing in the chips, it will still be good, even if you didn't have kavana for netilas yadayim, because the one pouring on your hand had kavana for netilas yadayim for suda. And that's what he says. Afilu shelo kiven anotel klal. Even if the one who is washing for suda doesn't have any kavana, as long as the one who's pouring it on his hands has kavana for a suda. Okay, look at the Mishnah Berurah here. Sif katan ayin hey ulechat chila yichavin. Sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that this is only lechat chila to have kavana for washing for suda. But if b'di'eved there was no kavana at all, whether the one who's washing or the one who's pouring it on his hands, sounds like b'di'eved will be okay. However, Magen Avram Kasav, he writes, Lifsol af b'di'eved, to possible even b'di'eved im lo kivnu klal. If there's no kavanah at all by either himself or the one who's pouring it on him, it would even not be good b'di'eved. Aval agra kufnu chesiv zayin hiskim. He agrees, kasovrin debelo kavanah kasher, that without any kavanah for the tefillah to die in for suda, it would be kosher, obviously b'di'eved. This is the opinion of Rav Rishonim. B'di'eved, you could be mekel kishein lo mayim. If there's no other water, litol she'enis, to wash a second time, kedas ha-mechaber, like the opinion of the mechaber, who says, even if there is no kavana of the one who's being notel, or the no-sein, it will be good b'di'eved. Achakach matzasi she'ken kas of Mayim Mordechai, that b'di'eved, if you have no other water, you can rely on it. Okay, let's continue here. The kavana is no-sein. The kavana of the noisein is also good. If the one who's pouring it on your hands is less than 6 years old, mashma me'aposkim de'ein moel kavanaso. It's mashma from the poskim that his kavana is not going to help diddly, and you would for sure need to have that kavana for the washing of your hands when the katan who is less than six poured it on your hands. Again, this is assuming that katan less than six, like the gra, this is better than a monkey. Let's move on. Yudalit. We're up to the famous halacha. No one's even around here. Hit bil yadav b'mei mayan. A guy goes and he dips his hands in the water of a what? A mayan, a spring, like nachal kibbutzim. Afilu ein bo arba bayim sa. Nachal kibbutzim has 40 sa. But the one here, does it have 40 sa? The one, the mayan here. Even if it doesn't have 40 sa, also lo tefila, because a mayan is not a mikvah, doesn't need 40 sa. Kol she miskas in yadav behem, as long as your hands are covered by the water of the mayan, it's going to be good. Bevas achas, as long as the water covers both your hands in one shot. So even if it has less than 40 sa, it will work. Ve'im hitvila b'mei mikvah, and if he dips his hands in the mikvah, Yesh omim shadino kamayan. There are those that say the halacha is like a mayan. You don't need the actual 40 sa in the mikvah, like a kosher mikvah for tefilas haguf. The yesh omim shetzarach arba imsa. Others say no. If you're going to use a mikvah for tefilas yadayim, you need a mamash a kosher mikvah. But aktinan kedivrei hamekel, and we hold like the divrei hamekel that when it comes to washing for tevilas yadayim, you could be mekel. The Shulchan Aruch says even in a mikvah less than 40 sa'ah. However, comes the Ramah and he says yesh la'achmer lechatchila. Lechatchila, if you're going to do tevilas yadayim, not netilas yadayim, and it's in a mikvah, it should be a mikvah that has 40 sa'ah. Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Ayin Zayin, Mimei Mayin, in the water of a spring, Hainu Bechol Memos, all waters Hanovin that come out, Afshein Nizchal and Merachok. Okay, as long, even if it comes and it's flowing from this spring from far away, it's still going to be good because it's emanating from the spring, and as long as it goes on your hand, over your hands. Let's say you're in a place in Nachal Kibbutzim that just has a little area. Okay, that's less than 40 sa. As long as it's the water that's flowing from the spring, it would be okay as long as it covers your hands and you don't have to do any of the tefillah. You can just dip your hands in there. Sifka nayin hey, afilu aimbo. Even if it doesn't have arba'im sa, the arba'im sa in 40 sa pshita demani. For sure, that will work. Afilu b'shar meimos. Even other types of water she'enam novin. Even other types of water that are not flowing from the spring. They're not coming from the spring. Ayin tes. Kol she miskasin, as long as it's covering both of your hands. Ukamo le'inyan tefilas kalim, the kaimalan. Same way when you go ahead and you have a toivel kalim, the mayan matayer, the mayan is going to be matayer, the kol shehu. When it comes to tefilas kalim, the mayan, a spring will be matayer even in the smallest amount. As long, kol she miskasin bo, as long as it covers the kli. So if you have, let's say, a needle, right, you want to be matayer it. As long as it covers the needle totally, it's good when it's coming from a mayan. The chol shekein, and for sure by netila derabanan, for sure that will work. But gav v'tila taguf, even for tila of the body, nami l'kama poskim, according to a number of poskim, ain't sarach b'mayan. You don't need an mayan arba'im sa, 40 sa dafka. Ela kashir, all you need is the amount sheyiskase gufo that it covers your body, right? Gufo shala kol adam l'fi mashu. All it has to do is cover that particular person's total body. So depending on his size, that's how much water you're going to need to cover him all in one shot. After lo kaimalon kein, even though we don't hold this way by tilas haguf, al koponim and tilas yadayim, when it comes to tilas yadayim, yesh lahakdil, you can be mekel. We'll stop here. Ad kan, v'lo yoyser. Oh, one second.